are listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
We're back here and we still have Mr. Mike Cubbage with us. Mike, keep us off with his childhood a little bit. His father being a police officer, definitely working class, bounced around a lot, was able to adapt and overcome everywhere he went. This man, if he sets his mind to something, it's getting accomplished. From being multiple tour combat veteran to receiving his bachelor's degree to receiving his law degree to writing his book, A Veteran's Guide to Higher Education. Make sure you guys check that out. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
We were back in 2015. Now, I know you got some small businesses. I'm definitely a fan of hitter culture gear. But go ahead and kick us back off 2015, maybe dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, 2015, was out at USC for that LA Festival of Books. After I got back from that, just started to get back to doing things I enjoy. And I've always had a love of art. You know, you can tell from looking at me, I'm covered in it at this point. And I opened up a small clothing company, Hitter Culture Clothing, hitterculture.com. And it was right around the same time, Article 15, Grunt Style, Ranger Up, all those clothing companies started popping up and just had really cool designs and funny, you know, sayings and things that we could relate to being veterans and active duty military service members just could vibe with. And I took it back another level with just the street culture and the idea that, you know, you join the military and, you know, you come from the city, you got guys from rural Tennessee, you've got guys from LA and Montana, just from all over. And they, we all come together, we form this bond, we become brothers, and we've got this brotherhood where some of these guys, you may just walk by them on the street, and, you know, had they not been in the military, and probably wouldn't even say a word to them. And the styles mesh and things just, they turn out. And I think it's really neat how you can take that. You can take those individual styles and individual ways of people coming from where they came from and consolidate that and have things like one of our new designs coming out, City Boy Redneck. And, you know, just rolling down Broad Street on a dirt bike. You know, it's just kind of a little bit of both worlds. And I enjoy being able to work with people. And we worked with our last one design, Biker Lives Matter shirt we did with American Biker Products that we saw some pretty good success with. And initially, our first design that came out that kind of really took off for a minute was our Deplorable t-shirt, which we put out shortly after our man Trump was elected. And we wanted to show all the, you know, show Hillary that, yeah, we're deplorable and we're proud and we'll wear it on our chest. From there, yeah, it was neat. Then went on, moved into more books, started my novel, Sex, Drugs, and Digital Camouflage, which kind of got held up with whole COVID. So hopefully we're looking at I would like to say by Veterans Day, November, if not December, early next year, to have that published and released. I've been working on that now for quite some time, and that's more along the lines of the book people expect out of me. You know, with all the garrison tales and another aspect of military life that you don't see often in movies or books, and something that obviously is most of our life. You know, it's being in the Army is not all combat. You know, we're stationed in a place that we're typically unfamiliar with, and like I said, we're put in with people from all different backgrounds and environments, and we come together and we make it work. And you know, yes, some people get thrown through plate glass windows from time to time, and townies might catch a pull cue over the back, but you know, that's that soldier life, that an inside look into the E4 mafia and what that's all about, and, you know, all the crazy antics we did, and just, I mean, stuff that I can't even believe today that we're just not in federal prison for life for.
Dude, that's awesome. So the I hadn't had the opportunity to read the Veterans Guide to Higher Education, but this new book you have coming out, I can guarantee two things. One, that it's definitely going to be finished by you, because you start something, it seems like no matter what comes your way, you freaking finish it, Mike. And two, I will be reading that one. That's for damn sure.
All right. And then we've got a couple more in the shoot. I recently did a children's book that is editing now, called Daddy is Deploying, to about a young boy and his dog who have to watch his father go off to combat and how they deal with that, and another kind of aspect of military life and your dependence, your family, your wife, your kids, your parents, your friends, and what they go through as well when they have a brother, sister, mother, father, whatever, overseas, and just expanding from genre to genre. Once again, it's I like to be able to be versatile and kind of have my hands in something different, and it keeps it live and keeps it interesting. It's do one thing too much and it becomes mundane. So even with that, we've moved on. I hooked up about 2 years ago. I was up at Fort Bragg and was introduced to Command Sergeant Major retired Hector Torres out of 7th Group. And we put our heads together and developed a concept for a security, private military company located here in Tampa that would operate Florida-wide, with a focus here in Tampa, Jacksonville, and then Fort Lauderdale, with a specialty in maritime and high-value asset security, all the way from high rollers coming in from out of country that want to go play at the casino and need a couple guys who they can trust to get them from A to B and get their assets from A to B, doing anti-piracy off the coast of Florida, Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, sea space, and also just even branching out into medical marijuana dispensaries where federally they're not jiving yet, and it's a shame. It's something that I have an affinity for, advocating that something that grows naturally out of the ground that can ease and deal with pain from a physical level or a mental level across a wide spectrum that's been time honored and proven for thousands of years would have helped us avoid this opiate crisis and all this other crap that they want to throw down our throats for depression, anxiety. You wind up leaving the VA with 14 different prescriptions, and they still aren't able to put their money or their product into insured facilities or federally, FDIC backed banks. So they have a high risk. They run a very high risk, especially in some areas like Miami, large urban epicenters, where moving product and money like that could result in an ambush,
easily.
It has happened. So to have guys who have years and years of in country and HBT and just high value asset transportation and route clearance and all the things that we learned that we thought may not necessarily translate to a civilian job or application is absolutely 100% transferable. And I talk about that too in some of my journal articles in the first book about the translation of the military skill sets back into a civilian application and how we make it harder on ourselves, and I teach resume writing and, you probably, if you're applying to a bank, don't want to put on your resume that you're a, expert 240 machine gunner. They may not exactly want that on the resume for a bank associate, but the flip side of that is, you were an E5, let's say, for example, hypothetically, in the Marine Corps, and, you're trying to get a manager position at Home Depot, and you can put down, that you've got supervisory managerial skills. You've probably at that point in time attended some non-commissioned officer academy or a PLDC, a primary leadership development course or something like that. And these things not only are transferable in terms of civilian markets, but even clepping courses in schools that offer even something as small as a physical education credit for something like Ranger School or Airborne School. And that's 2 credits that you don't have to worry about taking, or even something like a, mechanical, somebody who's doing civil engineering with large, heavy moving equipment and has certifications that they got in the military are certainly transferable most of the time into civilian certificates, and rather than having to repeat the course or whatever, they can, you know, they can use their joint service transcripts to show that they've been qualified. And a lot of states, even more now, more and more are accepting those as proper certifications and getting that word out. And then, so there's that field. And then there's the novel, which is, you know, a lot more fun. And it's what people really want to hear. It's the juicy stuff. And then the children's book was something I collaborated with a friend of mine. And she's going to be illustrating it. The wife of one of my good buddies, 101st Airborne guy. So she gets to participate in it as a mother and a veteran herself. And that's a unique experience to have. I don't have children, but I certainly have hundreds of nieces and nephews, you know, and right. Something, you know, military.
Uncle Mike. Got.
That's right. Yeah. Uncle Mike. I know. I get to give you candy and take you to the arcade and then drop you off all wired.
Yeah. Not to deal with all the nonsense. Mike, I think bottom line is there are tons of transferable skills from the military. I think as yourself, especially you're a walking testament, not only to, you know, the numerous setbacks you had, but the fact of the matter is you took your skills that you learned in the military, you found a way to get multiple degrees, including a law degree, found out, you know, how do I write a book? All right, let me write a book. I'll write one of them in 3 days. I got a couple other ones coming. You know, you do have your hands in tons of pots. And I feel like as an entrepreneur, as you are, you know, that's completely okay, because eventually, you know, something will stick and you'll probably run with it long term, like you have with the books. And, you know, it's good to be, you know, you mentioned ADHD earlier. You're finding a way to even take something like that and turn it into like a positive. Like, yeah, you may not stick with one thing for 30 years, but the bottom line is you're multifaceted and you're learning in every venture you go on. And, you know, there's just something to be said about your ability to bounce back from all the setbacks and continue accomplishing goals. I mean, that's fucking huge. Guys quit, guys give up. And, you know, you're a walking testament to that. I hope you realize that.
I appreciate it. You know, sometimes that goes unseen by myself because, you know, you're always your biggest critic.
Sure. We're all our own worst enemies.
Right. Always. Absolutely. And that's, yep. I certainly am my own worst enemy. But yeah, it's like I said, just the environment that I was lucky enough to have growing up with, move into different environments, experience in different cultures and being receptive. And that's something that I think is a keystone to something. Like, you have to be receptive and you've got to be resilient. And it's, you got to have the military mindset. And I keep that, and it sounds corny, especially, you know, for a Philly head, but, you know, Rocky, it ain't how hard you hit, you know, it's
nope.
How hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. You know, that's how winning is done.
Yeah. So, hell yeah. Yep. You know,
and I believe that. And I think I'm a testament to that. I hope so. And
I definitely think you are, dude. I mean, that's what life's about. People don't verbalize and discuss their struggles. I mean, if you want my personal opinion, Mike, your whole life's been a struggle. But that's the hand that you were given. A lot of individuals that have come on this podcast, even if they just discuss one or two struggles, most of their lives, you know, they're struggling with something and they're finding a way to overcome it, just like yourself. And that's what life's about. It ain't. I really don't think it's about, you know, it's just everything's hunky dory on social media. Even myself, I do it sometimes. Everything is kind of like a facade on there to a certain extent. Here at the Daily American, I try to keep it as real as possible. I know those who come on here certainly keep it real. And I'm thankful and I'm honored to have gentlemen like yourself come on and just talk. I mean, I don't even care if it's always non-scripted. There's no specific subject. It's just personal stories. And, you know, you certainly gave us an insight on who Mr. Cubbage is. And it's, you should be damn proud of yourself. I could say that.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Hell yeah.
It's one of the next projects that you'll find, this is funny, is ultimately when these are finished, I'd like to sit down and write the playground for the young professional. And I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, where we met when I was a second lieutenant working for Temple's military science department, and I was living in Roxborough. And that place was something else, man. Summit Park.
Yeah.
And this,
shout out Dana and Lauren, the best friends. Dana. Dana and Lauren.
Yeah.
They're great people as well.
Yeah, they were. They were really good. It's been a while since I talked to them, but I wish them the best. They were good people. And that whole crowd up there was just, that was another a support network that I was able to lean on too. That, one of the things when we leave the military too, that we don't get to really understand in terms of problems or struggles is when you're in an infantry unit, for example, and everybody has PTSD, everybody's got combat stress, everybody's got depression, anxiety. It's not an issue then because everybody's got it. It's normal to you. It's not until you step outside that environment and realize, holy shit, I got a problem. And once you come to that realization, you've got two roads to go down. You can go down the road of self-destruction and drug abuse, alcohol abuse. I did it myself. I came back with survivor's guilt and I came back feeling like I didn't do what enough. And, I self-harmed. I inflicted pain on myself out of guilt, feeling something that was total bullshit.
All made up in the head sometimes, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You think, you've got this standard that you think that you're supposed to live up to. And even though you've exceeded that standard, and I can say in most soldiers' cases, you never acknowledge it in yourself because, I could always have done this because you know whether or not you gave 100% to something. And I can say if there's one thing in my life, and I hate to admit it, where I failed and it was totally, well, not totally, I was like another physical injury, but, my goal was to get my Green Beret. I came in as an 18 X-ray, SF street recruit during that program when SF numbers needed to be bulked up, 2003, and went straight into basic airborne school, then to BRAG for SOPC, special preparation course. And in the last week of that, I fractured both of my femurs, which took me off jump status for 12 to 24 months, which is why I ultimately ended up with the 101st. Instead of the 82nd. But, I'm hard on myself every day about that. And, my partner, Hector, Command Sergeant Major of 7th Special Forces Group, kicks me in my ass about it. He's like, dude, it's a green hat. But,
And at the same time, like all of your accomplishments. So I had another gentleman on here, Christopher Takawa, and he has all these accomplishments as well. And yet he, on the podcast, he harped on his, on a negative thing that happened but he's got a fucking ton of accomplishments like yourself. Look at everything you've accomplished, but yet, that one, I know you hold yourself to the highest standards and you really wanted that Green Beret, but like injuries held you back. I mean, I'm sure if that didn't happen, you would have went on and got it, but it realistically wasn't God's plan for you. So, but again, all your accomplishments and that you're still doing, and yet you find a way. Like we were talking about earlier, our own worst enemy. We find a way to harp on that one fuck up we had, or that one that it just. I'm the same. I'm extremely similar in that regards. In regards to just holding myself accountable for my mistakes rather than focusing on the good I've done in the world, like you're expressing now. But Mike, before we wrap up, I do have one. I'm gonna keep it similar to the other ones. If you had one piece of advice, obviously being extremely educated, finding a way to start from the bottom and climb your way up, law degree, bachelor's degree, commissioned officer, non-commissioned officer, multiple combat tours, nothing really handed to you. Mommy, daddy didn't spoon feed you growing up. You kind of earned everything that you have. So if you had one piece of advice, just like some others that have come on the podcast, yourself, you're somebody that I can look up to, but the audience certainly can. If you got one piece of advice, it's a tough question, off the top of the head, you're gonna say, "Go get my books." No, I'm just kidding.
Or I'll kill you. Nah. honestly, that. For me, That's an easy question, because I've faced it my entire life. Don't let somebody fucking tell you you can't do something. Yeah. And when somebody does, use that as fuel to just set yourself in that direction and put 100% of all of you into it. If not just because you want to do it, but to stick it to that person for telling you could. You know, believe in yourself. And you've really, everybody's got potential that they don't even know. I mean, we use 10% of our fucking brains. You know,
yeah.
It's the physically, mentally, there's things and limits that we impose on ourselves that are from society or from whatever, you know, people telling us. None of this shit is set in stone. It's just what people say. So never, ever give up or say, oh, well, you know, I don't think I could do it because so-and-so, they've been down the whatever. No. Just don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. And you, if you have that solid in your head, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve.
I appreciate that, Mike. And certainly the audience can definitely take something not only from that last sentence that you said, but your entire story of perseverance. Obviously, that's the topic of the Daily American. Now, as I move forward and I continue brainstorming, you know, where do I want this thing to go? Because I kind of just, you know, grabbed the mic and kicked this thing off. Political discussions, it's getting harder. It's getting more and more difficult for somebody like myself to you know, remain bipartisan when it comes. I certainly have my personal political views when it comes to the Daily American. So if and when we begin political discussions here on the Daily American, Mike, you will certainly be the first guest that I want back here for that. And I hope you'll join us for that if we decide to go down that road.
Most def. I think it's inevitable. You know, like you said, it permeates through every aspect of our lives, especially in this particular day and age, and access to information, social media, the ability for people to, and look at the Arab Spring, to consolidate through the internet to the point where it starts a revolution. And it's very important now because the lack of education, not just general education, but the specific education you need to make informed decisions when you hit that ballot box is lacking to the point where it's almost just disgusting to me. And it's a shame.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that, Mike. Due to time restraints, we here at the Daily American always welcome you back. And guys, make sure you listen to that last piece of advice Mr. Cubbage said. Don't ever give up. Somebody tells you you can't do something, do it to fucking spite them.
My dad likes to say, one all shit cancels 20 attaboys. Fuck that. You're going to fall.
Wait. What's he say?
One all shit cancels 20 attaboys.
Gotcha. I got you. Okay. Yeah.
So no, it doesn't, because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody fucks up, and it's about brushing yourself off and continuing to move forward and making sure that you achieve that goal and don't get discouraged, because that's life, man. Life is a bitch. It's tough.
Hell yeah. We welcome you back anytime, Mr. Kovich. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan. It was great to talk to you. It's been too long, man.
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk. We're going to have you back on, but we're going to talk soon as well.
All right.